sacred worth of each being. I'm Pastor Ron.
I'm Pastor Carla.
Join us Sunday mornings at 8:15 and 10:35 as we reflect on the sacred as we journey to Christmas.
It's that time of year with our biggest sales to date. This is Lindsay Ratcliffe. Come sip and shop with Skin Studio this Friday, December 2nd from 3 to 7 p.m. at 710 Commercial Street. Can't join us? Shop online or over the phone.
Enter to win groceries from Country Mart. Today, text the word MART, M-A-R-T, to the KVOE Bluestem text line, 620-342-5863, for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 824 with 27 degrees. Text MART today, 620-342-5863. Also, you have, about 25 more minutes to text the word RED, R-E-D, as we're giving away, I guess we're going to give away four pairs of tickets to the Red Stocking Breakfast happening at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill this Saturday morning to benefit the Kansas Children's Service League. So text RED to 620-342-5863. Well, good morning to you on this 1st of December. It is 8:25, and it is time for our Newsmaker 2 segment.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time is now 8:27, Newsmaker 2 time here on this Thursday morning. We're pleased to have with us in studio here today, Kara Codney with SOS. Kara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we were pleased to announce here the last few days the startup again of the Carrie's Christmas for Kids fundraiser here for SOS. And I wanted to just simply ask you, just starting off, how excited you are to be the recipient again here for the funding that comes through the program.
You know, it's so amazing for us because it just really helps us out with the holiday drive and helping our clients and families have an amazing holiday season. You know, we get lots of people adopting families, but there's always those gaps that we have to fill, and this is just so beneficial for us for that.
This is probably, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it does seem like this would be a more difficult year for everybody. You know, the folks that are coming into SOS, but also the folks that are donating just simply because the prices of everything have popped up.
You know, I'm so amazed at the generosity of this community, even in this time when people are struggling and the people we're helping, you know, they are also struggling. They, you know, we've got high prices, we've got inflation, we've got all this stuff that people are dealing with on top of other very challenging situations. And so I think this year we're seeing, you know, a lot of need from people in the community. And I'm very, very happy for the lovely people locally who help with that as well.
We do have a lot of lovely people.
Don't we, though?
There's no doubt about that. And we'll be making a couple of visits to SOS. We have our Mitten Tree pickup that will be happening a week from today.
Yeah.
So we'll be traveling to 8 locations around town and picking up all the donations to the Mitten Trees and bringing them here to SOS. And as we've been talking about, Carrie's Diamonds. Carrie's done such a great job with us through the years, and it's Carrie's Christmas for Kids. And basically how it works is a donation is going to give you a chance to win a 0.88 carat total weight diamond ring set in 14 carat yellow gold, and it's valued at $4,500.
It is beautiful. There's no way around it. Yeah.
We do have a picture on our website, but tell you what, you really need to see it in person.
Yep.
And just stop by Carrie's. $5 gets you one chance, or $20 gets you five chances, or you can donate $500 and get a bunch of chances.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. So through most of this month, will be working with Carrie and getting those donations in there, all to benefit SOS.
How busy are you right now, Kira? You know, whether it's, you know, whatever type of services you want to bring up, just how busy have the holidays gotten for you and the other SOS staffers?
Yeah, well, you know, we're always pretty busy, but with the holidays comes additional stress, you know, additional family stresses, and so then, of course, our advocates are going. And again, you know, trying to make sure that the families they work with, the children they work with, the individuals they work with are stable and ready for this holiday season when, again, things can get very stressful. So I think that, yeah, I think that they're pretty busy.
Yeah.
Well, we notice, obviously, there's a lot of activity. You serve a huge need, and obviously the need is there. But we see, especially during this time of the year, all kinds of donations come in, and you always have a place to get them, which I guess in one way is unfortunate that the need is that great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really true. It's kind of a bittersweet thing. You're sad that the need is there, but then you're just so happy that people are willing to step up and help.
You mentioned here about filling in some of those gaps, mm-hmm. you know. What maybe gaps do you kind of anticipate that, you know, the Carrie's Christmas for Kids program is going to maybe fill in here once the donations come in at the end of the month?
You know, we have so many families that are adopted by people, and they bring in these amazing gifts, and it's so exciting to go out and buy things. But, you know, sometimes it's not super exciting to buy things like socks and underwear. And so sometimes we're filling in those basic necessities. Sometimes it's grocery gift card, gas gift card, so that they can have what they need and maybe have a nice family, you know, meal for the holiday. One big one for us, of course, is that if somebody comes in at the last minute in shelter, we obviously want to make sure that they can still celebrate the holidays. And so that's something that these kind of donations ensure that we can do.
Kara Codney again joining us with SOS as we highlight Carrie's Christmas for Kids going on for the next several weeks. And again, you have a chance to win a glorious ring from Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal here if you wind up donating here for the next 3 weeks or so. Talk about that partnership. I know that this is something that's new for you personally moving into the community relations director role here the last few months, but just from your perspective, how important is this particular partnership with Carrie's, but also the others that you've been able to maintain and establish and develop here recently with SOS?
Yeah, I mean, as someone new to this organization, it's just been so great to see these things. You know, the Carrie's partnership has been going on for several years now, and it's really important for us. The mitten trees are such a, you know, so helpful for us for getting warm little hands and heads and, you know, all those warm clothing we need for the winter time, the Delane toy drive. There's just so many really amazing ways that, you know, we see these things come in. And as you mentioned, I'm new. And so it's just really inspiring some hope in me for these holidays.
Yeah, again, get down to Carrie's, 1015 Industrial. That ring is, again, valued at $4,500. It's a 0.88-carat total weight diamond ring set in 14-carat yellow-white gold. It's a thing of beauty, and Carrie does a great job in creating, you know, the prize for this event each and every year. And, Carrie, you kind of mentioned this, that, you know, this is a fundraiser, and this brings more awareness to SOS and, mm-hmm. and your mission and what you do. But these are all monetary donations, so I guess that's good and where you can kind of pick and choose to fill those gaps with, right?
For sure. You know, there's always additional things that come up.
Sure.
Okay. Good deal. Well, Kara, anything else that you wanted to touch base on, either with the Christmas Ring for Kids fundraiser, the upcoming mitten tree pickup, or anything else that's going on with SOS that you wanted us to get out here to the community?
I think it's just great for the community to keep us in their mind. We do serve we provide an amazing service to the community, and I just think we're really grateful for everyone and to be able to provide this amazing holiday for people that would need it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I can only imagine the reactions from folks that are going to be receiving the benefits of this funding. So we really encourage folks to get out to Carrie's, check out the ring, make your donations, and possibly take that ring home. Kara, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Kara Codney joining with SOS here this Thursday morning. We've got a Newsmaker 3 coming up after headlines here as the morning show continues.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It is 8:33. Good morning.
Ever wondered exactly what Bunge does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers benefiting both family and communities. They store and transport them across the world to wherever needed, milling grain and crushing oil seeds into valuable commodities and supplying businesses and individuals with products that enhance their lives. Bunge North America, proudly helping feed the world since 1818.
Just now arrived at the White House, French President Emmanuel Macron. He is the guest of honor at the first state dinner of the Biden administration that will be held later this evening. The Senate is expected to act sometime today to avert a railroad strike. The House yesterday voting to bypass the union wishes and approve a deal. They also voted to approve 7 paid sick days for union rail workers.